MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is permanently banned from Twitter.
The social media platform has permanently banned his account after he continued to further the baseless claim that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election. A Twitter spokesperson says the ban came after, quote, repeated violations of its policy aimed at fighting disinformation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the shower threat yet. In fact, scattered showers will be around from time to time today. Another very warm day with a high around 74. Another round of showers and storms overspreads the area tonight, becoming likely, and also into the first half of the day Wednesday before ending. Low tonight, 54. High Wednesday, 66. After the rain, breezy and colder on Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's high barely 54, but I think we could fall to the upper 20s on Thursday night. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty. And I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a, what is it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Already, buddy.
Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet is on the line. Hey, Ray.
How's it 10 o'clock already?
I know, Ray.
I mean, it's just like a blink and it's 10 o'clock. I was talking to a call a client and they were just climbing out of bed and he's a good friend of mine. Gus, don't you know you make all your money from 4 in the morning to 7 in the morning? After that, it's just, you're doing work.
That's gravy after that, buddy.
Yeah, it's just downhill after 4, after 7. Now it's 10 o'clock and my day's just flying by. I'm walking in here to go over design of a shower that we're doing.
Oh, you guys do whole showers, Ray?
We do. I don't talk a lot about them because we are so backed up on showers, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
But we can definitely take care of a bathroom remodel. And if I can't get to it, I work with several other companies that do really good work. So don't feel insulted if I say, hey, listen, I'm 3 months behind on work.
I got you.
Let me get this company in here. They're caught up. They can get to you quickly.
Yeah, but Ray, that says a lot about you, where a lot of people would go ahead and take a deposit and string the people along. You're more about helping the people get the project done, and that speaks volume.
Well, when mama wants something done, we got to get it done.
Very true, Ray.
Right? Yeah. Joey, you don't understand that yet. You'll get it. You'll get it.
I understand the idea, but I don't understand.
He's going right. to get it hard one day.
Yeah. It's, you know, Emma Root talking about getting married. I just laugh at her. It's a baby, if you only knew, you'd enjoy these single years as long as you can.
Yes.
But go ahead. It's all good.
Well, it sounds like you're already busy here for the week, for the new year, which makes me very happy. And folks, if you're looking for some great new flooring done in a professional way, done pronto when you need it, Prattville Carpet's the place to go. Their number, 285-8117. Call that number, ask about a free in-home consultation. But especially when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, man, y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, Ray.
272-9228. We'll begin here in about, 30 seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Jack's playlist. Here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Run Away by Jefferson Starship.
Good tune, man.
That is the tune here. Yeah, I kind of like the cut of your jib here, Jack. I'm starting to see inside your soul, your musical spirit.
Really? It's all over the map. Now, I'll tell you that.
Now, Jack, do you like country music at all?
Not in the least. I like marginal stuff, you know, marginal country
crossover
stuff.
Pop hits.
Yeah, kind of like Black Hawk Arkansas, which was mentioned earlier, and I don't know.
So maybe I'm not going to bring
Daredevil.
But you're telling me I'm not going to bring by some mail for you, like some new spectacles that you have, you know, mailed, and hear some George Jones going on the inside of your house.
No, you're not going to hear that, Joey. I'm sad to report.
I always thought he would be a Conway Twitty guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did. It kind of disappoints me.
Well, I do like Tammy Wynette teaming up with KLF and doing that song.
It's 4 a.m.
Justified and Ain't
It. Yeah.
Jeez. 272.
He had that twang.
9228. Look at this headline. It's as we expected, many people called it, Democrats reverse course push to reopen economy.
What?
After Biden wins.
That certainly just must be coincidence.
I mean, we all knew it.
Yeah, and several of the pro-lockdown folks, especially these governors around the country, are now looking to open up. For instance, California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Right.
Oh, look at that full-grown man-child, that boy toy. Mm-hmm. On Monday, January the 25th, California Governor Gavin Newsom lifted mandatory stay-home orders across California. And restaurants all over the state say they will restart outdoor dining immediately. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, what a name.
Yeah.
Also announced that outdoor dining at restaurants in San Francisco will restart on Thursday. Los Angeles County will allow outdoor dining to restart on Friday. And San Diego will be allowing business to partially reopen. So that's, isn't that sweet? And I hope Gavin has to face that recall.
I do too.
They're quickly jumping up with those signatures.
But for several reasons. It'll wake up other governors. And honestly, I hate keep going back to this, but if you remember the whole Capitol election, what was it called?
Yeah, insurrection. Yeah.
The look on those people's faces as those lawmakers saw how close they were to suddenly they were close to the people. And I think that needs to be made clearly aware to them again, not in such a violent form, but let them know we are going to hold you accountable for your idiotic decisions.
And have you seen in the news any actual charges to people lately?
No, if anything, more investigations. The lady who stole the laptop.
Right.
I saw something this morning. They said, she's trying to cover her tracks now.
Well, duh. I mean, come on. Yeah, I know early on, the guy, for instance, stole the speaker's podium and put it up on eBay for, $99,000 free delivery? It was a Florida man. Sure. He was arrested pretty quickly.
Well, what about your shaman, Q Shaman?
He was arrested pretty quickly.
Now, I saw him make a statement, I think over the weekend, that Donald Trump has let him down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, basically he was.
I think Q.
Yeah.
What was that, Jack?
He wouldn't pay his bail.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Well, and if I'm Donald Trump, I wouldn't pay his bail either.
Well, no. Y'all, in all this reopening the economy when in these swing states or in these blue states.
Yeah.
It shows you why they shut them down initially was to tank the economy and make Trump look bad. And don't think it was any other reason for their doing that.
Oh, certainly
it's
not.
Not existing.
Well, especially because the spread continues to grow and deaths go up, which is like, well, and the amazing thing, you can look at states right next to one another who have different lockdown procedures, different mask mandates, different extent to their restrictions, and you're seeing the same pattern in hospitalization.
Well,
goes back, there have been a lot of studies now that non-pharmaceutical interventions is what's called in literature. Anything that isn't like a direct therapy, they don't seem to have a clear effect at all on how the virus spreads through a population. It might have slight differences, but there are so many variables. The only thing that seems to affect it is if you really have an effective therapeutic or a vaccine eventually. But it wasn't just Gavin Newsom.
That woman.
Why won't women vote for Trump?
I have no idea why.
That woman in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she announced on Friday that bars and indoor dining would be permitted to reopen at 25% capacity.
Mm. Well, you know, the thing in California with old Newsom, he will not release any of the corona data. He will not release it. So when people are like, well, why are we shut down? It's come down to because I said so.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they throw that piece of crap out on a rail.
And then speaking of piece of crap, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, boy.
Cuomo said on January the 11th, so a week or so ago now.
Okay.
Quote, in a tweet, we simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We will have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely. Yep. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot also saying she wants the city's bars and restaurants to reopen for indoor service as soon as possible.
Lori Lightweight.
Yeah.
I can't stand that frog-looking lady.
Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C., that the city will roll back its COVID-19 restrictions on indoor dining beginning Friday the 22nd.
Are we not allowed to... Is no one else going to call these people out as being the world's biggest hypocrites?
You were killing grandma. You were doing experiments in human sacrifice. DeSantis and Kristi Noem of Florida and South Dakota are the worst people in the world. When you had other top epidemiologists and public health scientists in the entire world, Oxford fellows, people from Stanford, Harvard, saying, hey, you can do a targeted approach that protects the most vulnerable without having to destroy economies. The virus did not shut down our economies. It was the government response, folks. It's just unreal to see. Yep, it is what we thought it was. They are who they, you know, we thought they were.
The hypocrite party.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Clint.
Morning. You know, Joe Biden did his first big disservice to the military yesterday. He rescinded Trump's order on transgender in the military. So here we go again. Trump does away with it. You can't have that in the military. You cannot have a soldier that thinks he's a woman and a female soldier thinks she's a man. You can't do that.
Well, what people forget is to serve in the military is not your right, it's an honor.
Right. Well, there are all sorts of things that can bar you. And right. I think what the Trump's ban did is it stopped you from joining in the first place. If you're already in and you started bringing these things up, it didn't kick you out or anything like that. But
people are wanting to join. Hey, I can get a gazillion-dollar transgender operation if I just go in the military for a few years.
Right.
And it's... Sorry, man. That's not what we're here for.
No, it don't work. The reason I retired from the Army when I did because of Bill Clinton's policy, homosexuality. Now, if a person wants to be a homosexual, that's fine. But I can't have two men in a foxhole guarding my compound. You know, my life is on their line doing some hanky-panky. Or a female soldier and a male soldier in the foxhole. You know, you can't have that. You got to be paying attention. You know, and, you know, I want to stay in 30 years, but I could not agree with that policy of the president. I just could not.
You never had a long night man in that tank and, you know.
What? Say that again.
Huh? You heard me.
No, I didn't. No, you got to have men. You can't have a female on a tank either. Because she can't carry her weight.
Hey, Clint, how many people did you have in a tank, like was in your tank battalion?
Well, there's 14 tanks in a company.
Okay.
You got four companies. Four men per tank. Yeah. Russians, they had three because they had an automatic loader.
Oh,
but we had a human being loading the main gun. So, but no, that was just my opinion.
Now, do you think an all-female tank crew would be okay?
No, they can't do the job.
Because
as long as they're sitting on their butt, they can. But they can't get up there and change that track up. I mean, one block of that track weighs 75 pounds. No, they could not handle the job. Now let's say 6'2", 245 pounds, and muscle bound.
I know a few of them chicks.
Yeah, you ever watch the CrossFit games?
Well, that's my opinion, guys, on that crap.
Well, that's America. Everybody's got the right to their own opinion, Clint.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Bye.
272-9228. Let's go to Oz. Hey, Oz.
Hey, Joy, how are you today?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. So, I got a question. How is Twitter justifying, or how can any platform justify censoring, deleting, putting you in platform jail because you believe something? Because I heard that Mike Lindell his Twitter account was canceled. Are suspended because of what they call baseless claims of fraud in the election. And the thing is, they've been lying about, I mean, they've been putting forth disinformation ever since Biden was the candidate. Because we've got facts that show voter fraud, but they're not letting anybody see it. You've got facts that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden benefited from China and from Russia, and that they pretty much blackmailed the Ukraine into firing people. I mean, I just right. don't understand how they're saying baseless claims for something. I understand that they're lying and they're cheating, and,
right.
but how are people not seeing the truth?
Well, I think a lot of people are seeing the truth. And here's my bet, Oz. I think there are a lot of folks actually working at the tops of Twitter. So, take Jack Dorsey. Now, he could be a true believer in the progressive cause, maybe so. But say, I presented this the other week, say he was a true Trump believer, or maybe he really believed in, you know, libertarian principles and free speech and freedom of conscience being one of them. He is under so much pressure from the corporate press and from the powers that be in Washington that he has to play ball, and then they play this game of don't take yes for an answer and constantly keep him on the hook. As soon as these companies, like, I guarantee you Zuckerberg and Dorsey didn't create these companies thinking, oh, I want to get in the middle of politics.
Yeah.
Now, I think what happened is they built these companies. They were so influential on society, they started getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of threats and knocks on the door of, hey, you better play ball or we're coming after you. And that's exactly what's going on here.
And they're probably getting their pockets padded with a ton of cash from the Democrats. And part of me still hopes that some of the people that may be leaving these tech giants or programmers or whatever, that they're going to Trump saying, hey, what can we do to help? I don't know, but you want the people that are doing the evil things in the world to be brought to justice. And that's right. What I'm hoping for, because there's just so much that nobody sees that they're hiding it very well. Let me just put it that way.
So. Right.
Anyway, all right, guys.
Thank you, Oz.
Good work. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Oz.
272-9228. Doing all right, Jack?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm all right. Biden signs Made in America pledge. Oh, and here's a little segment on Twitter launches forum to fight misinformation. Yeah, have you seen this? It's called Birdwatch.
You can't make this crap up. And it's so stupid.
Maybe it's a secret plan to get, like, all the worst people to go into one forum. And then, like, delete them all.
Well, we tried that last week.
All these busybodies.
We tried that last week with the inauguration. Remember, we tried to get them all in there with the fences and everything.
I told you to stop following Q, all right?
Breaking my heart here lately.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's hit this break and come back with more news and views from 9 till noon.
How much I miss you.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
Hi, everyone.
Doing all right. Eddie B. in the house.
In the house.
He's man of the phones for us at 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go right to those phones and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. Morning.
How you doing?
How are y'all? Yeah. I flip from station to station. I watch CNN. I watch MSNBC. I go to Newsmax. I just flip to see what they're all talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I flipped to CNN to see what their theme was for the day. And Elizabeth Warren was on there talking about the impeachment. And she said, her exact words were, "The President of the United States instructed his followers to take up arms and charge the Capitol." You can Google it.
What a liar.
You know, my question, that is such a blatant lie.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the media. How do we stop this? The media is the number one. If I had listened to nothing but mainstream media the last 4 years, I would have absolutely hated Donald Trump. Guts. I would have thought he was an amoral bootlegger. I have never heard so many lies coming out of these people. It is absolutely not true. He did not tell them to pick up arms.
Right. You're correct on that. I mean, one resource I'm started to use, and there are many actual programs and sites out there, but one app I use is called Ground News. I'm looking at it now. And it'll put together, like, all sorts of different stories, but it'll show you on the bottom, and you can customize this to make it meet your perspective on the bias, but it'll show you coverage bias. So, for instance, a story from Political Wire, Biden to reopen Obamacare marketplaces, it shows all the places that shared that story, and it says it has, you know, actually 40% of the outlets that shared it were right-wing, 10% were left-wing, 50% were center. Now you can... You know, you can have your own opinion what's center or left or right. But this is a great resource that shows, hey, this is the story. It's being shared by all these different outlets. Here's their spin on it. And it has a really great thing called Blind Spot. So it'll show me all the right-wing heavy stories and all the left-wing heavy stories. So I really enjoy
this. I'm wondering about this new bird watch on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm still on Twitter. I'm on everything I can just to gather information, and I still look at everything. And I'm wondering if this bird watch, for an example, on Elizabeth Warren, will I get a chance to go in there and bird watch her and say what she said was a lie, or is bird watch just to go after us?
Ding, 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 ding.
Mostly
ding,
to go after us.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yep.
Well, I'm just so disgusted with the media. If the media had ever even given him half a chance, just report on anything truthful, we would live in an entirely different country now. But Trump is right. The media is the enemy of the state.
Amen.
They're the one that's stoking the fire. So I don't know what can be done, but this is insane. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
272-9228. I mean, and to me, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, as I constantly say, because it's true. I didn't vote for Clinton either. I don't think I voted for anybody. I might have voted for Johnson. I'm having trouble.
I know we were joking about it and you were going to go vote.
I mean, voting for Johnson was kind of like not voting. Whatever.
It was your way to say, screw the establishment.
Yeah, right. Gary Johnson with Bill Weld as his running mate. How libertarian. Good God.
That one is such a stoner. Dumb. I bet he forgot to vote.
Libertarian Party sometimes is just worthless.
I don't understand it.
My libertarian stance.
You guys have some great ideas.
Yeah.
But some of the lunatics that you put up.
Oh, it's nuts. I mean, any political party. Think of it this way. Like, plenty of Republicans and Democrats. You got crazies in both parties.
Yeah.
The Libertarian Party is picking from a smaller pool of folks who have already decided to self-select out of being a Republican or Democrat.
Yes, this is true.
So your margin of crazy is just going to be much higher. And it's seriously like, I think driver's licenses are unconstitutional. And if you don't, you're not a real libertarian.
That's right.
Like, it gets ridiculous.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Let's focus on the big stuff, folks. Let's focus on the big stuff. But I don't know. I'm looking at, as Biden gets his cabinet put together, for instance, Lloyd Austin, he's now the Secretary of Defense, mm-hmm. approved recently.
Alabama native?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is it, the island chain in the South China Sea that is goes by two names, whether you're the Chinese are claiming it or the Japanese are claiming it. I think it's the Senkaku island chain. He said we're giving an Article 5 guarantee based on our defense pact. With Japan, apparently Biden already called Taiwan, saying, we got your back. Well, Taiwan, for instance, you know, what China's done over the last few years, they've done this essentially gray strategy or mm-hmm. right under the wire strategy. They're doing man-made islands. And,
right.
You know, there were a few hundred ships a year that Taiwan was driving out right off their coast that were dredging up the ocean. And but this past year, I think they drove out over 3,000.
Good Lord.
And China is now, the Chinese Communist Party is buzzing with fighter jets, Taiwan's airspace constantly in the last few months.
So when Biden's on the phone with a leader from Taiwan, do you think the leader's under the desk going, thanks a lot, but can you do something now?
Yeah.
Appreciate your word.
Well, this is because the president of Taiwan has a very vocal idea that we are not one China.
Right.
We are Taiwan. We're a separate country. And now President Xi, part of his address to Davos. You know, that should give you, you know, warm and fuzzies. An address to Davos, the Davos set and crowd. Mm-hmm. There is only one China, or excuse me, only one Earth and one shared future for humanity.
Ah.
Oh. Oh, really? You know, I heard a great analogy the other night. Like, pick some of your favorite foods, Jack. Like, you know, we just went to a great restaurant, you know, so you can get a filet mignon, right? And maybe some great French fries or get some fried calamari flash fried with some jalapeno, like horseradish dip. That's fantastic.
Making me hungry.
Maybe get some a roulade dessert. Looks like a big Swiss cake roll.
Ooh.
Or or like a chocolate bread pudding.
Yeah.
And like all those things separately put together an incredible several course meal.
Yeah.
But the idea of one shared thing, it's like, let's throw all those in a pot and blend them together. It's going to taste nasty.
Yeah, no thank you.
And I have a feeling that this one shared future with world government and controls is going to taste nasty. And that's, for the life of me, I don't understand. You can't have unity when you don't respect people's own prerogatives. You can't have unity when you don't respect people's freedom to make and pursue their own happiness. And when you have a central plan for everything, what you're going to end up with is all sorts of disunion in the drive for union, ironically. It's just troublesome. And just ask China and the United States about that. I mean, why can't we just be one country together, guys? I mean, it'll be fine, right? We'll both oversee the Senkaku Islands.
What are we going to name it?
Right.
There's the first fight.
Earth.
I don't
know. Or Terra or something. I don't know. 272-9228. Oh, get Swalwell off the screen. What's that fart machine saying today?
You know, they were talking to him. I think Tapper was talking to him the other day.
Yeah, Tapper apparently asked him, can you clarify how much contact you had with alleged Chinese spy?
That's none of your business.
Is that honey on your nose?
Don't you talk about my girl Fang Fang.
It's Fong Fong, sir.
I don't know, man. When she called me the other night, I swear she said, hey, Eddie, this is Fang Fang.
What was his response, Joey?
I could pull it up here. Why not? Let's see how long this is first. Yeah, this is short.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
For you to step down from the House Intelligence Committee because of this situation, you were informed by the FBI that you had been targeted by an alleged Chinese spy who I guess is no longer in the country. Have you learned any more about this case since this broke in early December? And can you clarify how much contact you had with this Chinese national who goes by Fang Fang or Christine Fang?
Jake, yes, and this was a 2015 meeting about a person that I had as a volunteer back in 2012 on the campaign. The FBI has said that I did nothing wrong. Don't take it from me. There was no wrongdoing. I've learned nothing new. And Speaker Pelosi has said that she's keeping me on the committee. And by the way, Jake, Republicans were briefed on this conduct that this individual was trying to do with me and many other members of Congress back in 2015. I think this is retaliation more than anything else.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California, thanks.
You know, when asked about his sexual relationship with her, mm-hmm. he and his staff refused to answer. Mm-hmm. Wonder why that
could just say no.
Right. But
somebody, I love how anytime there's wrongdoing on their part, it's the Republicans' fault.
Right, it's retaliation.
Yeah, well, it's the Republicans' pounce theory. That if a Democrat does something wrong, Republicans called out Eric Swalwell for having a relationship with a Chinese spy. And it's like, wait, no, he had a relationship. Of course Republicans. Like, what the hell, y'all? It's the Republicans' pounce.
But Feinstein, I mean...
Yeah, it's not matter. Like you're on the janitorial committee. You're on the damn intelligence committee.
Right. You're supposed to know better. Somebody should have known better.
Well, and there, for instance, Andy Ngo, who has done a lot of reporting on Portland, in particular Antifa's activities up in Portland... There was some report that said Andy Ngo, who claimed to have been put in the hospital by Antifa. Hmm? If you're a reporter, why don't you find out whether or not he was in the hospital?
I thought he was.
And whether or not it was Antifa who did that. I believe he was.
I thought the video showed the butt whooping he took.
But if you're going to be an objective journalist, couldn't you find out if he's telling the truth or not instead of this gray area of he claimed...
What you say about journalism
crap like that.
Is a lot of crap. Today, you know, in North Alabama, they had the tornado, okay? So they were going through some of the businesses that were damaged. And it's a whole strip mall they show a picture of, and they say, and maybe an Outback Steakhouse. Well, the Outback Steakhouse is in the picture with a strip mall that's been completely destroyed. So I got to assume that that took a lick, too. But they said, and maybe. Who are these reporters?
That was actually the Outback Flea Market.
But that's what I mean. They're leaving out the most obvious, or the headline will never match the story. And I know you guys told me about how editors will put out a headline.
Oh, very much.
But it's ridiculous.
I've written pieces, and an editor will put a headline on it, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, it just doesn't match the story.
Yeah. And I've never claimed to be an objective journalist. I've always done editorial. I tried doing a little bit of the journalisming in college.
How'd that work out?
I hated it. They actually gave me a story on the rise of STDs on college campuses to write on.
Did you do some research?
I added like a little bit of a note about like good hygiene methods and, you know, and they're like, this is too much editorializing. Like,
what
the hell are you talking about? I took it. Like,
too much editorializing?
I can't with you folks. I just can't. Or no, I was giving some philosophical framing, like here's how you might approach, you know, having this conversation. Here's how you might approach privacy issues with medical providers. Like, you can't add all this.
Like, what? Why not?
Fine, I'll just take my butt to talk radio. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call today at 567-4223. Why call them, though, Jack? Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
Come on. I'm so tired of this question. You know the answer. There is a difference in mortgage time.
You might be tired, but I'm not tired of hearing you give it. Alabama Home Mortgage, if you are a current homeowner and you haven't refinanced in a while, and heck, even if you refinanced, let's say, 2 years ago, you can still save money. Rates continue to drop, and Kim Williams is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing cannot be beat on rates. That means she can save you so much money. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of dollars a month on that monthly mortgage payment. Can cut down on the duration of your loan often. And you can skip up to 2 payments with Alabama Home Mortgage when you refinance with Kim Williams. And whether you're a veterans in particular, can save a lot of money through the VA EARL program. You've earned these benefits through your service. Why not take advantage of them through Alabama Home Mortgage? Maybe it's a regular mortgage, still save money. Maybe it's a jumbo loan, still save money. They really can do it all there for any type of customer at Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're renting with dreams of buying, If you want to be a first-time home buyer, Alabama Home Mortgage can walk you through the home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. Just got to call Kim Williams at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the shower threat yet. In fact, scattered showers will be around from time to time today. Another very warm day with a high around 74. Another round of showers and storms overspreads the area tonight, becoming likely and also into the first half of the day Wednesday before ending. Low tonight, 54. High Wednesday, 66. After the rain, breezy and colder on Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's high barely 54, but I think we could fall to the upper 20s on Thursday night. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Let's go to the phones. And Tom B. is back, which I'll allow. Hey, Tom.
I got a story for you.
Okay.
Man was wanting to teach his daughter about geography. He found a picture in a magazine of the United States. He cut all the pictures out, or cut the map up, and told his daughter to go back and put it together again. She came out about 30 minutes later, and he looked at the map, and he said, boy, that thing is complete, and it's exactly right. How did you do it so quick? She said, well, I looked on the back side of the pieces, and it was a picture of Jesus. And that's my story.
Well, thank you, Tom.
I'm sorry.
You looked on the back of the picture of what?
Jesus.
John Baker.
Here, 272-9228. COVID passports now a reality. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. So, the vaccines, Joey. How many people have died since they took the vaccines as of yesterday in the United States? 183.
After they took the vaccine. Are they saying it's from the vaccine, or are they just...
They're just saying that within 24 hours, of, I think 48 hours of getting the vaccine, they passed away. Now, some people, I'm sure the vaccine, is, you know how these things work.
Right.
Negative effects on everybody.
Sure.
But until they come out and say, Eddie, this is 99.9% safe, I just not...
And you're talking about your own personal, yeah, my personal choice, your body.
Because, my body, my choice. Mm-hmm. But because I feel like if I get it, I'm healthy enough, according to me, maybe not Joey, but I'm healthy enough to pass, I'll be fine. I'll be down for a couple days with the flu, catch up on a little TV, move on. But now people that are older, like let's say I was in my 70s, well, yeah, I would probably say, hey, give me the vaccine. And I hate saying that, but in a sense, it kind of makes them guinea pigs. Hmm. That's just
I would like to mention that we lost a very well-known Montgomery to COVID-19 over the weekend. Marion Parker,
mm-hmm.
His friends referred to him as Rat. Rat Parker passed away sometime over the weekend. He had COVID-19. I think he had some underlying things going on, but, I mean, he wasn't even 80. And he was a good guy. He was a big Democrat. And he and I had some very spirited discussions over the years. But he was a friend. And he was a good guy. I think he's retired from Palomar Insurance. But anyway, Rat passed away over the weekend. And I'd like to extend our condolences from News and Views to his family, his wife, Marcia. And he has two sons. But I only know one son, and that's Will Parker, who's a dear friend of mine. And I just wanted to mention that please keep the Parker family in your thoughts and prayers.
Appreciate you sharing that. 272-9228. Do you think this slight pause on getting rid of the filibuster will hold, Jack? Because both McConnell on the Republican side as well as Schumer on the Democrat side are claiming it as a win. And I wonder how long the holdouts of Manchin and Sinema will stay in place. Do you trust them to keep their word they'll never vote to get rid of the filibuster?
I trust Manchin. I don't know much about the lady from Arizona.
Okay. Yeah,
she, I mean, she's a conservative Democrat?
Yeah, I mean, she's from Arizona. I mean, they... a lot of the press ran. First openly bisexual member of the Senate. And it's like, yeah, openly.
Openly.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. There's plenty more of them that have stepped into the water. And
exactly.
Right. Why do you think it's such a deliberative body? But Sinema, yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't she career military?
Yeah, and she's very, like, I mean, for lack of a better word, very colorful in how she presents herself. She's her own person in many ways. And, yeah, she was elected on more of a conservative platform than your average Democrat. So I'm not surprised to see her holding the line. I kind of predicted it, but I was surprised to see she was so, very forceful. She was constantly being asked about it. Now, I believe the Washington Post ran a story saying she was open to getting rid of the filibuster, and that, you know, forced her hand. She came out and said, I will never, ever vote to get rid of the filibuster. So here go the activists to work. The corporate press, I'm sure, will be saying, why do you want to keep this Jim Crow relic? 272-9228.
Can't we say that about half the senators that are up there?
Yeah. Let's go to Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Wayne.
Hey, you know, I may be the only one that thinks this, but, you know, amongst all of us pointing fingers and arguing about the virus and this, that, and the other, when I'm kind of at a loss to know why don't all nations, why aren't all nations gathering together to beat the hell out of China, who unleashed biological warfare on the world?
It's a good question.
Nobody wants to do a thing to hold China responsible for what they did. I don't get that.
Because they're on the China payroll.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there anyone who isn't?
I'm not.
I mean, they literally poisoned the world. And nobody has any. Why didn't somebody go hit them with a stick or something? Something. It's ridiculous to me. Like I said, I may be the only one that thinks that.
No, you're not the only one. And I think there are even some folks who would like to do that in positions of power, but they've become so reliant and solved so many of their problems the easy pathway by giving it up to China. Well, have China manufacture that.
Right.
Have China do the scientific research for us.
Well, a lot of times I think, especially if it's EPA-type material they got to worry about, we'll send it to China. They got no EPA.
Right.
I would sure like to see kind of a shift toward, direct anger toward China rather than each other. I understand the differences, but we do have one commonality, and that is that it was released on all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, every other country in the world should be pissed.
Well said.
Just to put it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate it, Wayne.
Hey, guys, have a great day. I appreciate the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye now.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
I got hairy legs.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse?
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the second hour here on a Tuesday. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Darn all right. And I believe yesterday, let me double check that. Yeah. Or no, it was today, this morning. Tulsi Gabbard put out a new video on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
And y'all know how I'm a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. But let's listen into this message. I believe it's one I can agree with in a bipartisan manner.
The mob that stormed the Capitol on January 6th to try to stop Congress from carrying out its constitutional responsibilities were behaving like domestic enemies of our country. Mm. But let's be clear. The John Brennans, Adam Schiffs, and the oligarchs in big tech who are trying to undermine our constitutionally protected rights and turn our country into a police state with KGB-style surveillance are also domestic enemies and much more powerful and therefore dangerous than the mob that stormed the Capitol. Now, John Brennan said,
"So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
Now, President Biden, I call upon you and all members of Congress from both parties to denounce these efforts by the likes of Brennan and others to take away our civil liberties that are endowed to us by our Creator and guaranteed in our Constitution. If you don't stand up to these people now, then our country will be in great peril."
Why I like Tulsi.
That's just a lot of balls from a Democrat.
Well, she's been on the outs for a while now because I don't think she kissed the ring. She's not actually playing the party game like some we know.
But did they get that line out of Blazing Saddles there?
Yeah, I know. Now, I wasn't the only one, Jack, when we were sitting at breakfast. I thought of that scene from Blazing Saddles. Apparently, I wasn't the only one. Folks have spliced together Brennan and Headley.
Yeah,
doing the same thing. So it's just, it's so absurd. And, it's something I've been talking about for years, is that whatever the problem, liberty is the price you must pay if we're going to solve it.
Can I read you a text that I got from our buddy? I'll read the text, and you can tell me who you think it's from. "Russia, Russia, Russia is fake news and is all we've heard from you brainwashed Trumpies. Let China, China, China be fake news, too. We finally got peace and quiet in the White House. Now take that."
Was that from Doug?
Hey, we got a winner.
Okay.
I think we should censor Doug.
Right, just how, that's how our betters are behaving. So that's how we should behave, right?
He probably didn't have a chance to call in, so I thought I'd do him a solid.
No, we'll see what Special Counsel Durham does. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I know for a fact that the massive surveillance powers of the United States government have been used on Americans.
Yes, they have.
And have been used on people overseas for a while.
And it'll happen again.
And how embedded the corporate press is with the intelligence community, how much they've essentially outsourced their investigative methods to the intelligence community. It's this unholy alliance, and it's more than oligarchs in big tech. And, China, China, China. What are you talking about, Duke? Do you not listen to me when I talk on these airwaves? Or are you just arguing with ghosts? The hell you talking about, Duke? I think I said right at the turn of the election that I'm not for China, China, China replacing Russia, Russia, Russia. Especially because the China issue is a bigger issue than some stupid partisan conspiracy.
And, quick thought here, did Russia release the virus?
Right.
Just a thought.
Still don't know the origins, but,
We got it narrowed down to a city. In a country.
Nah, it was just bats. Don't worry your pretty little head, Eddie. Go to Vegas.
I'm not going to have no bats in Vegas.
Get debauched and, forget about it all.
Yeah. In-N-Out Burger, baby. Look out, I'm coming.
Final hour news and views from 9 till noon. Coming up.